Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 12. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. The Lord approves of those who are good, but he condemns those who plan wickedness. Wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. A worthy wife is a crown for her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. The plans of the godly are just, the advice of the wicked is treacherous. The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly save lives. The wicked die and disappear, but the family of the godly stands firm. A sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised. Better to be an ordinary person with a servant than to be self-important but have no food. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. Thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and bear their own fruit. The wicked are trapped by their own words, but the godly escape such trouble. Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. An honest witness tells the truth, a false witness tells lies. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil, joy fills hearts that are planning peace. No harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth. The wise don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their foolishness. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up. The godly give good advice to their friends, the wicked lead them astray. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch, but the diligent make use of everything they find. The way of the godly leads to life, that path does not lead to death. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Hard work and discipline, what a difference they make in life. Chapter 12 has a lot of proverbs about these two very important qualities. We must love discipline. From the beginning of this chapter in verse 1, plan ahead. As it was written in verse 5, work hard, which was referenced in verses 11 and 24, be content with what we have, which we just read in verse 12, watch our words and tempers, as it is within verses 13 through 14, 16, and also in verses 18 through 19, and not be lazy, as we read in verse 28. How are hard work and discipline grown in a person, though? It starts young. People will learn through either pain or reward. When we work hard, we see the benefit of our hard work. If we don't, is there a consequence for our laziness? So often other people, quote, bail, end quote, us out, and then we never learn. And we go through life expecting everyone else to bail us out, our friends, family, government, or coworkers. Relationships need hard work and discipline as well. Words make such a difference in life and relationships. The words of the godly save lives, and truthful words stand the test of time. The words of the wicked hurt others, and they are trapped by their own words. The wise use their words to bring healing. You can see in this chapter with verses 18 and within verses 25 through 26, and they listen, from what we read together in verse 15. The words that we say to ourselves matter as well. There is no point in being self-important, thinking that we are always right, or refusing to listen to wise correction. The wise use their words wisely and know when to stay silent. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you grow in hard work and discipline? The Bible teaches that we can't be transformed without God's help, which Paul and Timothy wrote about in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. Where do you need help from God's Spirit living inside of you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.